Good morning. We're continuing Chiyadam and Chushabis, Klal Yotes, and we finish Siman He. Siman Vav deals with a case a person is using honey to be a binder for sesame seeds. He says that there could be problems of leisha in that situation. And if there's too much honey, for example, and he squeezes the seeds together to press out some of the excess honey which is there, there could be a burr problem as well. Not such a practical common case. We mentioned in the introduction there might be scenarios where we're going to be mekel and we're going to allow for a belila ova even when it's not possible to make a shinui in the seder. A belila ova, a person making a shinui in the seder doesn't work, and we're going to allow for it. So let's explain the rationale behind that and see where that actually plays in lamaisa. Again, we remember in the introduction we said that Rabbi Yehuda says the malacha of Elisha only really takes place when the person is actively stirring it, mixing it together. Just placing the ingredients together in the bowl is not considered Elisha. According to Rebbe, Elisha starts immediately when one places the two items together in the bowl, even though the person does not actively stir them. Most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. There are some Rishonim paskin like Rebbe. So in order to be machmer like the shita of the some Rishonim who paskin like Rebbe, we say that we have to concern about Lisha from the first stage already. Way we address the Lisha in that stage is by doing a shinui of changing the order. But since the shinui of changing the order is not significant, it doesn't work for Lila Ova. But this is all while we are being worried about Rebbe Shita. If we hold like Rebbe Yehuda, there's no issue. Even Lila Ova, the fact that you put it together in the container is not an issue. In the act of stirring, the shinuyim, which we use in conjunction with the act of stirring, are significant enough that they can work even for Lila Ova. So that which precludes us from doing a Bila Ova is not the second stage, it's the first stage. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, in a case where there be a need to make a Bila Ova, a person can rely on Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, since most persons can pass like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the first stage is not Lisha, so whether it's thin or thick is irrelevant. In the second stage, the shinuyim, which are suggested, work whether it's thin or thick. So a person can make a blila ova in a case of necessity. What's an example of a case of necessity? A person has a person who is ill or a child, which in order to give them what they need, we have to make a blila ova. So one's going to rely on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that the first stage is not considered Elisha. It's only considered Elisha in the second stage. And then the second stage, when he does the shinui of a crisscross motion, for example, that works even for Lila Ova. So that would be the understanding of this halacha. Went and see where it applies. However, we have to qualify. There are cases where Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that Elisha starts in the first stage. One example we just gave is in Siman Hey, items which tend to bind together on their own automatically. See, even Rabbi Yehuda says Lisha starts in the first stage. And the only way to address that is with a shinui, and there's no significant shinui for the first stage. So in a scenario where a person wants to make a blila ova of something which mixes on its own, there's no way that's going to be mutter, because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the malacha, the raisa, starts as soon as you put it into the container, even without stirring it. So doing the stirring later on with the shinui is too late. The person was ready over the iser immediately. So this heter of doing a lila ova for tzarcha b'chela or a tinnik doesn't work by items which tend to mix on their own. So going back to, for example, oatmeal, which a person puts oatmeal into water, it tends to, the oatmeal absorbs the water and starts to bind on its own. So even for the purpose of a tinuk or a ill person who's ill, unless obviously they are in a situation of sakana, and this is the only food they can be given. But assuming that it's not such a situation, the kula that a person can make a bila of for these individuals will not apply for oatmeal, because that's something which naturally binds together, and therefore the malacha Elisha starts even according to Rabbi Yehuda in the first stage. So where does it apply? Where will be some good examples where it does apply? Bez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.